You don't have to search too far to find stories that will renew your faith in humanity. People falling all over themselves, for instance, to make face masks, but some will look better than others. If you watch season 19 of Bravo's Project Runway, you might recognize this voice, a judge disappointing contestants.
This was certainly not easy, but we felt we had no other option but to send both of you home.
Oh, but he was so nice about it. That's fashion designer Brandon Maxwell, who's created gowns for superstars like Lady Gaga and Meghan Markle. And now he's turned his attention to making hospital gowns and face masks with his team. Brandon, when did you decide to do this?
You know, about 2 weeks ago, we transitioned to work from home. And, you know, one part of that process was to, you know, move the seamstresses and pattern makers out of the office and fully set up studios for themselves and myself in our homes. So many people actually in our office, their families work in the medical field, and we identified sort of early on that they would be needing supplies. So we have really diligently been working towards doing our best to help where we can.
Well, I have a friend, Heather, who decided she was going to sit down and make masks too. And she said it took her an hour to figure out how to thread the machine. She hadn't done it in so long. So here you are. You've got professionals, 12 in-house employees now at home, some volunteers, and companies that have donated some cotton.
Yeah, we were really lucky that, you know, Pantone reached out, and the cotton bolts that they do their color swatching on, they were so kind to offer. And, you know, when we started, we had made a statement and spoken to people about the idea that we were, you know, going to be continuing a dialogue as a company to figure out what this meant and how to do this best. And, you know, as I knew about the fashion community, which I think a lot of people see the fashion community very differently, I know that it's a very familial community and a very loving community. And we've seen so many people come together to send a pattern or send a resource or send an idea. Or as we start to figure out to make this mask or the gown, more resources come in from someone else to say, this is what we should be doing differently or better. So, you know, we've just been really grateful and blessed for everybody who has given us information. And we've also really, I think, come together as a group during this time. And that's been really comforting.
Oh, well, also, I can't wait to see what, you know, some of the patterns are. But we're presuming you're not doing the N95 masks. These are the really intense masks that screen out the COVID-19 virus. But even the just, you know, the regular masks that go across the face are so valuable for nurses and doctors. Have you been able to send them out? I mean, how many are you making?
Yes. So we really, what we started with first was we identified that we were going to be making gowns. And so the process of that, finding that fabric was really, really important. And you can imagine that that was not an easy process, and also a process that everyone was sort of clamoring for that fabric. And we started working with a material that was not breathable enough last week. Now we're waiting on getting a different medical grade fabric this week. Pantone, in the meantime, has donated the 100% cotton that we'll be using to create the mask covers. So last week was really about making many, many prototypes of the right breathable gowns and figuring out where we were going to go with the mask. And we would love to include filters that are commonly used as air filters to include in our mask for an added layer of protection. So this week we're really focusing on solidifying the gowns and also making these mask covers that have the protective filters in them.
And so I'm just going to repeat what you said. If anyone out there has the filter part, Brandon Maxwell could use them for the cover, for the cotton cover part that he and his staff are making. And you want to have 750 masks and 60 to 100 gowns going out per week. They will be much needed.
Yes, we would love to. You know, I think that one thing that I knew about my team but has extra amazed me during this time is, you know, obviously we're a small company. We're also a working company. So much of our production that would be being done in factories, we're now doing in-house to meet the needs of you know, our day-to-day business that has to go out. And outside of these quote-unquote traditional work hours, we see everyone putting in extra time just with their hearts to meet these needs. And so that's what we feel that we can realistically do per week.
Well, again, I hope that you give them a little Brandon Maxwell flair, because the nurses and doctors, they need protection, but they could probably use that too. But we also understand you're giving away 3 gowns to brides in need. Now, what, just briefly, what are the stories there? What happened?
Well, you know, we have prided ourselves as a company on playing a small part in women's special days, whether that's, you know, a wedding, a red carpet. We decided sort of on day one that for women who, you know, have been affected financially by this, we have decided to give away 3 wedding gowns. And the most amazing thing is I've had Gigi Burris, my friend who's a milliner, Ava Farron, who does gorgeous jewelry, Kayla Erlanger, who's a celebrity stylist. Everybody has come together when we launched this to basically give an incredible 360-day package to 3 women who have been affected by this crisis.
Yeah, well, good for you for that, too. That's fashion designer Brandon Maxwell. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And again, let us see it when you have the final product.
Thank you so much for having me.